Unit 5, page 52, reading, exercise 3.
The future of live music. Technology has always played an important part in the development of pop music. From the instruments that the bands play and the live shows that they perform to the way we listen to music in our homes or on the move. But advances in technology over the next few years are promising to bring even bigger changes. Holograms. For around 50 years, people of all ages have been enjoying ABBA's music. They have played almost 100 international concerts, but since 1982, when the band played their last show, fans have had little hope of ever seeing their favorite group live on stage again. That is now about to change as the band has announced plans for their first shows in nearly 40 years. Bands from the 70s and 80s playing together again is nothing new, but it is no surprise that a band as big as ABBA is planning to do things a little differently. The four members of the band will not be on the stage together. Instead, they will appear as holograms. The holograms will show the band as they looked back in 1979 when ABBA was the biggest band in the world. And they won't be the only band to have returned to the stage via holograms. In 2018, Freddie Mercury appeared in hologram form alongside Queen in Las Vegas, even though he died more than 25 years ago. Virtual reality, VR. VR technology has made lots of progress recently. You may soon be able to enjoy watching your favorite band live without even leaving your house. Developers have been making plans to launch a new app that will allow fans to watch live concerts that are being streamed directly to VR headsets. Not only will you be able to watch the band from the crowd, but you will also have the possibility of watching the show on stage with the band. And all of this will cost you about a tenth of the ticket price for the venue. These advances in technology are very exciting. But do fans really want to watch a show knowing that their musical heroes aren't really there? And can watching through a VR headset ever really match the experience of actually being there? Is the latest technology really always the best? Perhaps we should look at the case of vinyl. Who would have thought that a format that was replaced by the CD, then downloading, and finally streaming, would have made such a big return? Perhaps sometimes the old-fashioned ways of doing things might just be better.